Pope Leo revealed that he chose his papal name because of the current tech revolution. The last Pope Leo, Leo XIII, who was pope from 1878 to 1903, was a strong advocate of workers' rights. The new Pope Leo XIV says the Church must now respond to another industrial revolution and to innovations in the field of artificial intelligence that pose challenges to human dignity, justice, and labor. In a podcast interview, Jeffrey Hinton says that he is increasingly concerned about the dangers of AI. The 2024 Nobel Prize laureate admits that the pace of AI development cannot be stopped, but that research into AI safety can be stepped up. He questions whether big tech leaders have the moral compass to oversee this development. Author Adam Becker writes that big tech leaders are cultivating an ideology of technological salvation where technology goals like superintelligence are framed as existential imperatives for humanity. The danger is that their vision leads to actions on their part that remain unchecked and unregulated. New York state lawmakers have passed the Raise AI Safety Act that now awaits the state governor's signature or veto. The bill enforces safety practices on AI companies producing large language models. It resembles the failed Californian SB 1047, except that AI model providers do not need to include a kill switch and will not be held accountable for models that are post-trained by other organizations. The bill has received criticism from tech companies who are under pressure to develop models given strong international competition. A UK study suggests that increased use of AI leads to reduced critical thinking, notably in young people. The researchers found that higher educational levels help mitigate the fall in critical thinking, which suggests a role for educators in combating critical thinking decline. A danger is that AI will lead to a generation of professionals who are extremely efficient but who lack the independent deep critical thinking skills that many professions require. A VentureBeat article looks at the ramifications of the release of DeepSeek's R1 model family, which have the same power as OpenAI's, but operate at 5% to 10% of the cost. One impact is an increased focus on the search for energy efficiency gains through new model architectures and software engineering techniques. Meanwhile, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has criticized Meta for trying to poach talent from OpenAI with compensation packages of up to $100 million. OpenAI is reportedly developing its own social media platform where the algorithm selects content that more closely resembles what users wish to see. Researchers in the Netherlands and Iran have developed an open-source tool that scans GitHub repositories to identify vulnerabilities. Software developers often reuse libraries without thorough review, thereby perpetuating vulnerabilities. A further risk is that software on portals like GitHub is being used to train language models, also perpetuating vulnerabilities. Finally, two Italian journalists have had their phones infected with Graphite, a spyware developed by Paragon Solutions in Israel. The journalists have been critical of the right-wing Meloni government in Italy, notably on the subject of immigration. The Guardian has made several warnings over the past months about increasing dangers to the freedom of the press.